Hi everyone, thank you all for joining me. My name is Haki Benita. I was here last year in the Python Dev Room in FOSDEM and I had a great time, so I wanted to come back. Last year I talked about typing, and this year I want to talk about concurrency in web applications. So just to quickly introduce myself, my name is Haki Benita, and I work and I read and I write a lot about Python and Django, web development, performance, databases, SQL, and so on and so on. So to start talking about concurrency in web applications, we need to have some kind of web application so we can talk about. So I picked a simple type of project that I like to use for demonstrations, and that's a URL shortener system. Hopefully, some of you are already familiar with what a URL shortener is, but if you're not, then a URL shortener is a simple system that provides a unique short URL that redirects to a long URL. This in itself is useful when you need to include links in text-constrained places like SMS messages and tweets. And another benefit of URL shortener systems is usually that they provide some level of analytics. Most notably, they can keep track of the number of clicks on each short URL. So some URL shorteners that you may be familiar with are Beatly, TCO, GoogGL, if it still exists, and so on. So throughout this talk, I'm going to present code that is using the Django ORM, but this talk is not related to Django. I'm just using it to demonstrate common, I would say, mistakes and issues with concurrency. Anything that you see in this presentation applies to any other framework that you might be using, any other ORM that you might be using. Heck, it spans even beyond just Python, okay? So let's get started with a Django model. Django model is the corresponds to a table in the database, and each field corresponds to a column. So we have a short URL model, and we have the key. The key is the short unique part of the URL that uniquely identifies the short URL, and it's unique and we try to keep it short. And we have the long URL to redirect to, and we have a head counter, an integer to keep track of the number of clicks. So the first thing that we want to try and implement into our system is a function to create a new short URL. A naive implementation or a simple implementation may look something like this. You generate a list of possible characters to choose from, and then to generate your random key, you use random choices and you pick five choices from the possible characters. In this case, we picked ASCII letters, which is lower and uppercase English letters, and digits 0 through 9. And we pick 5, we join them together, and we have a unique, hopefully unique and random key. And with that key, we create a short URL, okay? So at this point, I'm sure that maybe 90